Today is Wednesday, July 15th. What to know about new vaccine findings and the next phase that will be key. Also, a policy reversal involving colleges and the new policy plans from both 2020 presidential candidates. Plus, how Apple users can get paid soon. A new streaming service starts today. And are paper-based alcohol bottles the future? Welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, today there's a mix of good and bad news in the fight to control the spread of COVID-19. So let's start with the good. New findings from the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the U.S. are super promising. Researchers now say the early volunteers who got the shots developed antibodies that block the infection at levels similar to people who have already survived COVID-19. In other words, it boosts the volunteers' immune system against the virus as it was meant to. And no serious side effects. That said, some volunteers did report a few side effects like headaches, fatigue, and chills, but researchers feel the benefits of the vaccine still seem to outweigh the risk of those symptoms. It's a relief for doctors like Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert. It's actually his team who has been leading these clinical trials alongside the drug maker Moderna. They first started testing it on humans back in March, and so far, so good. But there's no guarantee just yet. The most important final phase of testing is still ahead. Instead of the 45 volunteers that the latest findings were based on, this final phase, set to start in just 2 weeks, will involve about 30,000 people all around the country. It'll be the largest COVID-19 vaccine clinical trial to date. A lot of the research will happen in states where the virus is surging, like Florida, Texas, and California. For now, it's on track for final approval by the end of this year, which the AP says would be record time for the development of a vaccine. If it does get approval, the drug maker Moderna says they'll be ready. They're on track to deliver at least 500 million doses a year. Still, even the best case scenario is several months away. And for now, things are still getting worse in some states. Yep, time for the bad news. Alabama, North Carolina, and Florida all reported record increases in their daily death tolls. And it seems Southern Florida is in the worst shape. CNN interviewed at least one infectious disease expert from that area who was calling Miami the new epicenter of the pandemic. She said the city now looks the way Wuhan, China did 6 months ago. Of course, Wuhan was where experts believe the outbreak started. Hospitalizations are also rising in Miami-Dade County, and in the last 2 weeks, the number of ICU beds in use has gone up nearly 70%. So while promising vaccines are in the works, public health officials are still urging Americans to take precautions now, like wearing masks when in public. In fact, the CDC director said just yesterday, if everyone wore a mask, the U.S. could get the coronavirus under control in 1 to 2 months. A reversal from the Trump administration. U.S. immigration officials now say international students can stay in the U.S. even if their college classes go virtual. Remember, that wasn't the case earlier this month. The Trump administration had put a rule in place that would have required international students to transfer schools or leave the U.S. if classes were online only. But a couple prestigious universities took the Trump administration to court over it, and nearly 20 states filed lawsuits, too. Then in court yesterday, the government backed down, saying it would not change any student visas, at least for now. That being said, the Wall Street Journal reports the White House might still try to restrict foreign students who enroll in American colleges for the first time. So far, though, that hasn't happened. He used to be the U.S. Attorney General, or in other words, the nation's top law enforcement official and head of the Justice Department. But Jeff Sessions just suffered a big political loss in his home state. Remember, Sessions left the Senate back in 2016 because President Trump picked him to lead the Justice Department. But after Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation, Trump made it clear he wasn't happy with him and later chose a new attorney general. Eventually, Sessions decided to go for his old seat in the Senate. He ran in Alabama. But the results are now in from the state's Republican primary runoff, and Sessions lost to a first-time candidate. Tommy Tuberville is pretty new to politics. He used to be a football coach at Auburn University. Now Tuberville is the one who will be facing off against Democratic Senator Doug Jones in November. Already, Sessions has promised to help Tuberville defeat Jones. It's expected to be a pretty tight race. New policy proposals from the two people hoping to be your president over the next 4 years. First, former Vice President Joe Biden released a new plan to tackle climate change. Biden says the U.S. should spend $2 trillion over the next 4 years on clean energy. He says the cost will be worth it in the long run and argues it would actually lead to more jobs. But President Trump has already attacked Biden on this issue, saying his plans have historically been too expensive and harmful for American manufacturing. As for Trump, he's traveling to Atlanta today, where he's expected to announce a new plan to speed up infrastructure projects. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says Trump wants to fast-track projects for roads, bridges, highways, and chemical plants. Though environmental and community activists have pushed back, saying they need the time to evaluate and challenge projects that could cause pollution and impact their health. Expect updates today. A quick reminder for you, today is the new tax day. Remember, the typical tax day of April 15th was pushed back because of the pandemic, and that means you have until midnight tonight to file and pay your federal taxes. But as we mentioned on Monday, be prepared to wait a little longer than usual if you're owed a refund check from the government. The IRS is dealing with a backlog since so many government employees are working from home right now. As always, the process should go a little faster if you file online. All right, it's time for a quick break, but instead of a sponsor today, I want to take one more moment to ask for your vote. We would love to be nominated and win the People's Choice Podcast Awards. And we especially love this one since it's People's Choice, meaning it's up to you, the listener, the very people we do this for every day. So if you're up for supporting the show, just find the link in our episode notes or go to podcastawards.com. Enter your email and check the little box so you might also vote for the winner. Then simply choose the newsworthy in two of the categories, People's Choice as well as News and Politics. Again, that's podcastawards.com. Choose the newsworthy in two categories, People's Choice and News and Politics. And that's it. Voting is only open this month, so the sooner the better. Thank you so much to those of you who have already reached out to say you voted and all of those who plan to vote today or this month. We appreciate you taking the time to support us. And even more importantly, thank you for tuning in here each day. Now, back to the news. Another big streaming service launches nationwide today. We're talking about NBC Universal's Peacock. It has about 20,000 hours of shows, movies, sports, news, and more, and about two-thirds of it is free with ads. Some of the free content includes hit movies like Jurassic Park and The Bourne Identity, as well as hit series like 30 Rock and This Is Us. TechCrunch reports Peacock will also stream some live sports, including football, soccer, and eventually the Olympics. NBC says it hopes to add some original content later, too. The service is available on a bunch of devices, but similar to HBO Max, Peacock is not yet available on Roku or Fire TV. Subscriptions range in price from free to $10 a month. It's time for Apple customers to file a claim and get paid if they were affected by the so-called Batterygate controversy. Remember, it all started back in 2017. Apple was accused of slowing down older iPhones to push customers to buy new phones or batteries. Dozens of class action lawsuits were filed against the company. Well, earlier this year, Apple agreed to pay up to $500 million to settle all those cases as one. Now it's time for customers to submit claims to get paid. Anyone who had an iPhone 6 or 7 back in 2017 is eligible, but don't expect to get too much for your time. CNN reports it'll be an average of about $25 payouts per person. The deadline to file a claim is October 6th. Apple has a new warning for MacBook users. Be careful with those makeshift camera covers. A lot of people put something in front of the laptop's built-in webcam as a precaution against hackers or others. But here's the issue. Apple says when the camera cover is on and people close their laptops, it can actually cause a crack in the screen. The company suggests people do not put anything over the camera or at least make sure you remove it before you ever close the computer. You can also just look for that little green light that tells you when the camera is actually on. Workers with the grocery delivery service Shipt are expected to walk off the job today. That's the company that delivers for Target, CVS, Petco, and other stores. It was acquired by Target a few years ago. Well, the workers say the company recently changed their pay structure, so they make less money. Instead of getting a consistent rate for deliveries, it'll depend on things like how far they have to drive or how many items are in the order. Shipt employees think it will cut their pay by 30%. But the company told The Verge the new plan will not change paychecks that much, and they're moving forward with it in a dozen cities anyway, starting today. Johnnie Walker Whiskey will soon be available in paper-based bottles. The company behind the brand is going to try out the new packaging next spring. Right now, Johnnie Walker comes in glass bottles, like most alcohol, but the company behind the brand wants to find more environmentally friendly options. Even though the glass bottles can be recycled, the company says making them uses a lot of energy, so the new ones will be easier to make and can still be recycled. Other drink companies like PepsiCo plan to try out the new paper bottles as well. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about how Google wants to help people beef up their resumes. New certification programs will train people in three areas: data analytics, project management, and user experience design. The education programs are developed by Google and hosted on the online learning platform Coursera. On average, they take 3 to 6 months to complete, and you don't need to have any prior experience in tech to take them. Yet, Google says it will consider all of its certificates as the equivalent of a 4-year college degree for related roles at their company. Coursera usually charges a monthly fee, but Google is also giving away 100,000 need-based scholarships to help people afford these programs. If you want to take these courses, we put a link for you to sign up in today's show notes. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the Episodes tab. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.